Right at it. Right at it!
Home!
He's done it again! Just as he did at the John Deere for his first win.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Hello, everyone. It's another episode. We are back with the Go Get That podcast, and this is going to be one of our more, I think this is going to be one of our better episodes. This is back to the Ryder Cup preview days where we just break down everything because there is so much to break down this week. We have group winners to discuss. We all of us have a bracket. We have not said anything. I have some official world golf ranking news that I'm very excited to share that someone brought up to me that I'll shout him out because he DM'd me earlier today and was like, so here's the deal. And I was like, wow, that's pretty awesome. So we'll get into that. Do you want to get into the official world golf ranking news?
Yeah, I mean, you can't tease us like that. Cause
all right. So what do you guys think?
We talk about everything.
All right. Do you guys have any idea where I'm going? Let me,
can I guess?
You can guess.
I was thinking about this on the way home because just the way you mentioned it, it seemed like it's pretty good news. So I'm either going to be highly disappointed or it's going to be like pretty good news. But my guess is like if Spieth makes the weekend, he moved like by some chance he moves into the top 10 in the world.
And then just so everyone knows, we talk about everything. Bob refused to share this info with us until the podcast.
Yes. I this is the first time I've ever like held something back. So
that's not it.
It's not, unfortunately.
Is it Jordan related? That's got to be right.
It is Jordan related.
I mean, I know he's got probably more bad results coming off, but
is my Wi-Fi okay?
Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
All right, it's just a little poor on my end, but like,
I know we can get I'm to fine. Seventh with a win, but you need to let us know. I'm
all right, here we go. Ready for my guy Tyler Brodzinski. I'm gonna boss this. Brodzinski, Brodzinski. If Jordan Spieth. So how many tournaments does Jordan Spieth play a year? Are we like 24, right?
25. Yeah,
20-ish, yeah. 20 plus.
If Jordan Spieth wins one tournament in the next 21, out of the next 21, one tournament, and misses 20 cuts in the other 20, he will move up in the official world golf ranking. Jordan Spieth only needs 37 points in his next 21 tournaments to move up from where he is right now.
That's wild.
Which is absolutely ridiculous. That's almost a second place at like a big tournament.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, he could do some
serious moving up. So we're talking about he could be top like five in the world if he has a good year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like
sure.
Just a good year. He doesn't even need a bad year. But
I mean,
Here's the downside. Yeah. If we don't make up ground in this next 21 tournaments, it's going to be very hard to keep up with the pace.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really exciting because really all he has to, I mean, 37 points. That's not a lot of points at all a year worth of golf tournaments.
Right. Can I go ahead. Sorry.
No, you go.
As I just very excited because that was the wrong word, but this is interesting because if you actually go and look at his OWGR page, the stuff that's coming off is like hilarious. It's hilarious how bad it is. It's like MCs, T72s.
It's awful.
I think that third round blow up at Wyndham came off a couple months ago, but like
the MDF
on there. But I will say, I mean, as you mentioned, like if he doesn't make a move, because the stuff from last year is going to come off in a year. So if he doesn't make a move, then it's like, well, you know, we're going to fall quite a bit. But this is kind of his chance to move back up into the top five. And he's only like, I mean, winning a major is very difficult, but if he wins a major, he's back in the top five. Like, I'm pretty sure at the players, if he won, he was number 5 or 6. And the players is only 80. And a major is 100. So, and of course, it depends on who finished the second, third, stuff like that. But, I mean, we're a couple big weeks. And this is a good stretch with the WGC. It's a lot of points. Valera will be, I think, in the 50 range, actually, given the field that might be there. And then, of course, the Masters. Like, this is a perfect three-week stretch to go on a bit of a run and kind of assert himself back in the top 10 in the world, slash maybe even put your name in the top 5 in the world. It's interesting that you bring that up, especially because there's been a lot of, like, people who can reach number one recently. Jordan, I know one of your predictions was that somebody new is taking over number one soon. And I think Cantlay, Hovland, Morikawa, and
Scheffler.
And Scheffler could all reach number one this week with some scenarios, but, like, that's the closest it's been in a long time. I'm surprised. That's insane. 37 points in the next 21 to just stay where he's at. I mean, that's a pebble win.
I mean, he's kind of like, I mean, like Victor Hovland right now. He's like a rookie coming on tour where you got a bunch of, like, zeroed out space that either if you're Hovland, you're adding, or you're Spieth, you're subtracting, because it's a bunch of, I mean, garbage coming off for Spieth. I mean, he's basically starting over, started last January, and now he's on the second half of that year with just basically nothing coming off that's really hurting him. So it's a great opportunity for him to get going. But
yeah, I just think it's wild that all he needs to do is win, like, one little event and he can miss a bunch of cuts and not lose any ground. I think that's ridiculous, but
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Very awesome. I mean, this is basically
200. There's, sorry to interrupt you, there's 220, give or take, world golf ranking points the next 3 weeks up for grabs.
Easily.
So
easily. If he makes the weekend this week and give him a top 30 at Valero and a top 15 at the Masters, he's already got 37 easily, I think. Right? As long as he doesn't, like, put up a goose egg at Valero.
It'd be close. So I think, like, a T9, if he only made it to Saturday, like, first, like, last year.
That's two top 15s in the WGC and a, I mean, I yeah, guess top 16. I think it'd be, it would be close, but, like, basically there, yeah, right? Like, that's pretty, right, sick.
Well,
so
he would have, well, probably 3/4 of it for sure. If that,
yeah.
If he wins this group, he'll get about 7.5. If he, right, just wins this group, that doesn't, if that means if he loses the match right after winning the group.
But if he wins the one after, you get maybe 10.
If he wins the, no, he'll be more than that, like 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he wins his round 4 match, is what they call it.
Yeah.
And then another top 5 at Augusta is
massive.
Minimum 15.
15, 20.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's certainly a good time to have some momentum, which he doesn't quite have much of, but I will say, I mean, so I guess kind of leads into the group. What do you guys think about it?
I was just going to say, we might as well, we're going to break down all the groups. We might as well start with Jordan's, right? I think it's a cheeky, tough group.
Yeah.
I don't think it could have gotten much better. Like, all of it's going to be hard. It's WGC, right? These are a bunch of really good players. I would have loved over, I mean, these players are not, like, the best players in the world right now, but I would have loved to get a few guys with some worse form. I would have loved to got a Matthew Wolf or Tony Finau right now, because both of those guys just can't seem to find anything. Keegan Bradley's been playing pretty well.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely the one I'm most scared of this week. Because if he can turn it on with the putter, he's basically going to be unbeatable. I mean, that is his kryptonite. He can't putt at all. But if he turns it on for one round, it's going to be very hard to beat him, because he's a very good ball striker. And that's the thing with match play. You can get screwed and just catch the wrong guy on the wrong day, which I think is the beauty of it. I think match play is the most pure form of golf. Take that to my grave. I think it's how it was designed to be played. That's how it was built on match play. So this is one of my favorite tournaments of the year. Justin Rose is not in great form right now. But again, he's right? Like
he's also type of dude that could go shoot a 64.
Absolutely.
And you're like, oh, you just get hit by like a Justin Rose train and then shoot 73 the other 2 days. And that 64 just happens to be the day Spieth plays him. So it's like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like expectation wise this week, I think making the weekend signifies you're playing pretty well. It's hard to make it without playing well, but I don't think that not making the weekend necessarily means you're not playing well, because I think you can just, you can just, Adam Scott could shoot 64, 65 any day of the week. I mean, all these guys can, right? It just happens to be the one day that you go up against them and then you get a loss on the board, and that's tough to overcome.
So here's how I usually look at it. I usually say that the person who wins this tournament is the best player this week. If you win 6-7 tournaments, I think you're the best player this week, but I don't think it says very much for placing. You can play okay and finish like in that last tie for 58th, right? Like that can happen. You can play okay and just catch three really, really good guys and just be like, all right, well, whatever. I played mid and I finished T58. But I also think that if you go all the way, I think you absolutely deserve to win. I mean, you'd have to win 6-7 matches in a 5-day span, which is ridiculous. So I think it says a lot about the winner, but it doesn't say as much about the placements. I think a lot of it is luck of the draw to get there, but the best player has to beat everyone in this path. So there's not much to think about there. Jordan, what are your thoughts?
I'll disagree with that statement. I don't think the winner is necessarily the best player this week. I think there's a lot of luck in this tournament. Just as Dan said about Justin Rose, you can catch Rose on a day where he shoots 64. You lose that match and you're likely not advancing. And he could go shoot 73 the next day and be an easy guy to beat. So there's definitely some luck involved in this tournament. We'll get into our brackets later. But coming into this week, about 12 hours ago this morning, I didn't think Jordan Spieth was going to get out of his group. 12 hours later, I think he wins this group. I like this group for Jordan. I think there's 16 total groups. I think he's definitely in one of the 8 easiest groups. I think they're tough to rank, but I mean, there's some other groups that I think are tough.
I mean, there's a standout easiest group that I'll get into. I think you guys might all agree with me. But one more thing before we move on from Jordan's group, I think is Jordan Spieth last year had a much harder group. We got very lucky. We played Matt Fitzpatrick on a very off day. We played Matt Wolf on a very off day and got very lucky to tie that match because we choked it away. And even Scheffler was not on his A game. We played a bunch of good players who did not have their best stuff. And then we lost. I actually think our best match was the one against Kuchar. I think we played the best against Kuchar.
Yeah.
That was a frustrating match. Jordan,
that was so
really
frustrating because Kuchar couldn't miss. But that's just kind of the luck of the draw. Like,
yeah,
he's not going to get away with that again. These players are too streaky to get away with it. He's going to catch one guy on a heater and he's going to have to play well. He's going to have to shoot like a 66 this week if he's going to win all three. He's going to have one really good round, I think, to win this group. And you can win this group with a loss, but it has to be against the right person. But that's not how you have to look at it. You have to look at it like you have to win. Like, you can't lose a match. You can tie a match maybe, but you cannot lose a match.
It's a great format for Jordan because he can just go out and, you know, freewheel. Yeah. I mean, it's especially Austin Country Club. I mean, there's a lot of birdies to be made around this
course. Yeah.
Which is what makes it awesome for match play.
And it's perfect because a bogey doesn't hurt you as much as match play.
Right.
For sure. And as much as stroke play. So,
I do been kind of banging this drum all season about how he doesn't seem to be scoring all that well.
Yeah.
And I think there's kind of a buffer for match play. Like, if you make a double bogey, who cares? It's one hole. You probably lose it and you move on. But you also have to make a lot of birdies to win holes.
Yeah.
I just feel like
He has not been doing that.
Aside from Saturday at Pebble, and I guess maybe Thursday and the first nine Friday at Genesis. So there's been 27 holes of, yeah, I've scored well. And then the other 100 of them have been kind of meh at best. They've been even par golf, slightly better, slightly worse, excluding, you know, the front nine Saturday at the Players. So I genuinely don't know what to expect from him this week, except, you know, I believe that good golf is coming. So I kind of do think that a group win certainly could be in store, especially because he plays well around here anyway. Like, even in his bad year in 2019, I think he went 1-1-1 and lost to Bubba on the final.
Oh, I remember watching Horschel match. That was frustrating. Bubba, I don't even remember if he won, but I just remember throwing my pencil across the room at school. I was just so mad.
Yeah. So he plays well here regardless of form. And I'm sticking to my belief that good form is coming because I saw something. So we'll see.
We're obviously optimist, because, I mean, if we're being honest with you guys, Jordan Spieth has not played very good golf this year. I mean, there's no hiding that. I mean, there's been sparks, but, I mean, you guys see the results. I mean, we're not going to tell you he's playing elite golf at the moment. That's just not the case.
So here's my thing. Going back to 2019. Jordan Spieth played better in the group stage in 2019 than he did last year. That was one of those instances where he got screwed. I mean, he played Bubba Watson on a day where that was just like unreal. He played very well that day. I remember watching it. It was so frustrating because he was making tons of birdies. And against Billy Horschel too, where he tied, I think that's what it was. I mean, you just kind of, you got to shake it off. Like, if Jordan loses his first match to Keegan Bradley, I mean, there is a chance Keegan Bradley goes 1-0-2 the next 2 days. Like, he's just got to shake it off and get back out there, right? Like, you can't dwell on it. But obviously, you have to have the mindset that you need to win all three. We can go through the scenarios on Thursday night, on Wednesday night, if he loses, where what's got to happen, because then you have to start rooting for other stuff, right? But
it's just like football playoffs. You want it in your hands.
You need to control your own destiny.
And
everyone controls their own destiny. And Jordan Spieth is not going home until he loses the match. So if he keeps winning, he's going to win, right? Like, it's that simple. Like, he doesn't need other things to happen. He controls his own destiny currently. He just got to keep that going throughout the week. So just got to keep that mindset.
And it's no offense to Keegan Bradley, but I'm sure Jordan's thinking, I got to go out there and beat this guy's butt. Especially just, absolutely. I mean, we harp on this every single podcast. The Masters is 2 weeks away. I would love to see him play the weekend. I think Dan said that'd be a great goal. I think just signs, please, is all. I mean, getting out of this group would be nice.
Yeah.
I just, going back to the group a little bit, I like the group. I know we're saying Rose can get hit fire, but Rose has been inconsistent and not very good. Adam Scott's coming off a miscut, even though Spieth is too. And then Keegan Bradley is... man, he's pretty good at match play, though. I saw a stat earlier that he's pretty good in match play. So I think he might be our biggest competition in the group.
Yeah. No, I this group, at first I thought, yeah, that's pretty lucky. Keegan, Rose, Scott. But, you know, as we've kind of mentioned, they're all very capable. So it'll be interesting. And unfortunately, there's no strokes gain data this week. Although I think some, like Rick, Run Good, Rick Gaiman might create something, or somebody on Twitter might have some sort of strokes gained database, but you're not really, there aren't really strokes gained because, you know, you're not comparing a score to the field. It's more of a player to player, hole to hole kind of thing.
Yeah.
So nothing there to give us definitive like statistics on how he's playing. It's going to be a lot of like, how close is he hitting his shot? Does he have a lot of birdie chances, or is he just kind of slapping it around and holding it together, I think is what I'm going to be looking at. And I mean, you mentioned it, Masters is 2 weeks away. Like, it's here pretty much. So it's time to get the game and the game going forward and go into the Masters with some confidence. Not that he won't, but it certainly helps seeing some results and playing some good golf before.
Yeah, quickly before we go into the next one, I think that Jordan Spieth definitely has some sort of intimidation factor. Like, I don't think anyone, regardless of form, walks into this event and is like, I hope I draw Jordan Spieth. Like, you do not want to be playing Jordan Spieth in this event. So I think that plays to his advantage. He's got the crowds. It's on his home turf. He lives in the state. I think this plays Jordan's advantage, regardless of form. And again, Jordan's the same as someone like Keegan Bradley, where if he gets hot with the putter, he's just not going to be beat, right? Like, those are the players that you hate to play in match play, because putting, it will win this tournament. This is not going to be this is a putting competition, essentially. This is why Kevin Kisner wins these tournaments. And this is exactly why Transition King, I am not taking Jon Rahm to win his group.
Before you go on, I wanted to say, I know you say Jordan Smith's intimidating this week. If I'm looking at the 16 pool A players, Jordan Smith is definitely one that I want to draw this week. And I'm sorry, the lack of form. If I'm looking at some of these other names that are in pool A,
I mean, I guess in his group, yes, but
I mean, maybe Bryson, I'd rather see.
I'd much rather see
maybe Abe Anser, maybe Neiman. I mean, there's just not a lot of guys I'd rather see.
You're right. I guess I'm taking for granted the fact that he's in the first group. I guess that makes sense. But I still think he's a guy that Keegan Bradley is not looking forward to playing tomorrow, right?
No, I agree with that. But
I see what you're saying. You're right. He's in the first group, but
yeah, you can go back to group one though, because we got something in common here.
Good. Pat Reed, he will be victorious in the first group.
I have Cameron Young victorious.
Don't hate that. Don't hit that.
Group one. I've been harping on that too. I think Jon Rahm's reign as world number one is coming to an end.
I do too.
And this is a nail or another nail into that coffin.
Yeah, I disagree. I have Rahm winning this group. This is, I think, the easiest That's group basic. Out there.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know about that either.
Patrick Reed hasn't played good golf in a long time. Fair. Who is Cameron Young? Is that the guy that was at Riviera?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a rookie, but that's John frickin' Rahm. And then Bassi Munoz. There's a reason he's third to last on the bets this week, like on the winning board. So
I love me some Seabass.
Rahm's through. And that's one of my FanDuel go get that cash bets as well. It's only plus 125.
All right, don't spoil.
Yeah, we'll get to that at the end.
We'll get to that after.
But one more thing on Rahm. Like, if he, I guess I'm kind of banking on the fact that he's just not going to give up his number one spot that easily. And if he loses in his pool this week, the game is not number one worthy. So
respectable.
That's where I'm going.
All right, let's take it.
Are we going to 2 or 16?
Let's take it by quarter. So let's go to 16, then we'll go to 9, then we'll go to 8, and then we'll finish that bracket. All right. This is a dark horse. Do you guys have any idea who I'm taking in this one?
Mustache Man?
I am not. I'm taking Harold Varner III. He has really good form coming in. I really like his chances to win. I don't like his chances to do anything in the late stages because I just don't think he's that clutch. But he's a pretty good golfer. He's been playing pretty well. I just don't think Brooks has the form right now. And Lowry's the basic pick, right? Because this is a tough group. Like, I feel like anyone could win this group. I just think that's going to be one of those where Jairo Varner just like surprised everyone. Cause you know, Lowry really gets into it, right? He's a very emotional golfer. We saw him at the Ryder Cup, but I'm taking Varner to win this group. And then we'll go on from there.
I'll go. We're 2 for 2 in disagreements. I'm going with the one seed, Brooks Koepka. I actually think he's starting to garner some form. T12 at the Valspar last week. Ball striking was solid. Actually made some putts. I think it wouldn't shock me in 2 weeks if Brooks was up there at Augusta.
Oh.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't shock me either, because I was thinking that a couple months ago.
Yeah, I said he'd win at Southern Hills in our season preview.
I remember.
Ooh,
I'm telling you, Koepka's coming. That's 65 on Sunday. But he also kind of said at the Ryder Cup he doesn't like match play, I think, somewhat. So I'm going Shane Lowry because, like Bob said, this means something to him. So
yeah, I like that pick.
I mean, he's also playing pretty well. That's a tough group because I could see Varn. I mean, even Van Rooyen could be the kind of guy that, like,
catches fire,
beats Koepka like day one, and then you're like, oh, like Van Rooyen, and then he just loses the last two. So I'm going Lowry.
Can we take a break for 1 second? Can you go into the chat and look at the swing that was just sent? Does that look any different to you? That looks way slower on the backswing. I know you guys can't see it, but
oh,
was a speed.
That is disgusting.
I actually have a story to tell.
We can do that. I just want you to like look at that and be like, that looks so different.
And he's swinging on the backswing really slow.
Like, all right, we can talk about that after, but yeah, that's just ugh. Yeah.
We go to 8.
We go to 8. No, 9. 9. 9's next.
My bracket has 8. Go ahead.
I'm taking Taylor Gooch out of this group. This is my favorite pick of the left side. I think this is my lock of the left side. I really love Gooch to win this group. Gooch has been playing solid, and Bryson is not. This is a course that Bryson could overpower, though. This is a very short golf course. He could drive a few greens if he gets a hold of one. It's going to be windy. There's a tornado there. Hopefully Nolan's okay. the king of my comment section. Shout out, Nolan.
The Keita Nakajima tracker.
I think we're all universally in agreement here.
Gooch?
Really?
Gooch.
It seems Gooch.
Like, no offense to the two old Englishmen.
Yeah.
Them and a combo of Bryson, who I just have no clue what to expect from coming off injury. Gooch.
I mean, I see Bryson handily winning 2 matches, and I just don't see him
really
going 3-0, right? Like, I just don't see him going 3-0. I think he beats Richard Bland by 6 holes.
That's me.
I think Richard Bland is going to win a few matches. Like, I think Richard Bland could beat Westwood. I just think Bryson's just going to be so intimidating for someone like Richard Bland. I mean, come on.
Richard Bland has probably seen some stuff. I'm just saying.
This is true. But all right, I guess there's not much talking about there, I guess, if everyone's in agreement. This is one of the hardest groups, I feel like. Number 8. I was going back and forth between Homa and Johnson, but in the end, I am going to take Johnson. I guess it's a little basic, but I feel like I'm due. There's got to be a top seed that wins somewhere, right? So I'll go with that.
I went with the bottom, Mackenzie Hughes.
All right, I like that. I was gonna say if you went with Wolf, I would have called you on your BS, but
no, but like Homa and DJ. Homa's playing pretty well. DJ's playing okay, I guess. But I feel like that's kind of a draw there. And then Wolf isn't playing that great. I don't know. I just feel like Mackenzie Hughes has got the putter to get it done.
Yeah.
And I mean, why not? Like, I don't feel that confident in DJ. I would take Homa, but this seems a little, I don't know. I just feel like Hughes is going to roll the rock this week. So
I like that pick.
That's our third of fourth group where we have a different winner. I'm just riding the guy who's playing the best, Max Homa.
Yeah.
I think Max Homa is turning into one of the most underrated golfers on the PGA Tour. I'm not afraid to say that. I think the guy is consistent. And I just, DJ, question mark, Wolf, question mark. I'll take Homa over Mackenzie Hughes then. It's as simple as that.
That's fair. Do we want
to? I think we send someone to the final four now.
Okay.
You mean the quarterfinals? Or the final four of this side?
Yeah.
No, the final four. I think we go through the two.
Oh, okay. That works. Yeah.
I think so. Here we go. Let's finish off this corner of the bracket. I have Varner defeating Reed in the round in Sweet 16. And I have Gooch defeating Johnson as well. I'll let you guys do yours, and then I'll send someone to the final four.
I have Cameron Young bowing down to King Brooks. Brooks is moving on. And then I have Homa over Gooch.
Ooh.
Okay. I have Lowry topping Rahm and Taylor Gooch beating Mackenzie Hughes.
So two Gooches in this quarters.
Yeah. And then
it's about to be a final four because I'm sending Gooch to the final four as well.
I like that.
I don't see Varner getting to Sunday.
Yeah. I have Shane Lowry final four.
That's a good pick. I feel like that could happen.
100%. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like he's got some good form and seems like a course that could fit him pretty well.
All right, Jordan, what do you got?
He's getting closer. Brooks Koepka to the final four.
That is something else.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
I like it, though. Although I will be a little disappointed if Brooks does well this week because I was looking
at them before he gets too hot.
I've been looking for my bets through my bets this year. I bet Brooks a lot more than I bet everybody else. And he just hasn't really done anything for me.
He's been hit or miss this year.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I do think Brooks is trending in general. Like I
agreed.
I had a feeling a couple weeks ago that we were going to get some sort of Brooks, Spieth, Rory, something at Augusta at some point on the weekend. Obviously, they won't all be playing together and hopefully there is no weather issues at Augusta like there was at the Players, because that would be awful. But I don't know. I just think all three of those guys are going to be there Saturday or at some point.
I don't know how bold this is, but I can almost guarantee you that Brooks Koepka will be in the hunt Sunday at a major this year. I don't think that's that out of the blue, but I feel he's trending and he's hungry. I have a feeling he's hungry, but
totally agree.
We're on to group four.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and speed this up for you guys just for this one. This is not like my top corner. I'm taking the favorites all the way down the board, all four of them. And I can give my reasons as you guys go through, but I'll start with Scheffler since he's Poulter is the pick that everyone wants to take. I just don't see it happening. Scheffler's playing the best. Poulter could win this group, and I think he wins two matches, but I think it will be that first match, Poulter Scheffler, that comes down to who wins this thing. And I think Scheffler wins. I think Scheffler's the best player in this group. So I think it's that simple.
I didn't realize that I'm also taking three of the four favorites.
I can guarantee you that the one that you're not taking is in the third group.
All right, so I'm taking Scheffler.
Yeah.
Same here. I think one thing about the Scheffler group real quick, like a lot of people are like, oh, it's the group of death. And it is, because, I mean, Fleetwood, Fitz, and Poulter are all pretty good match players, but don't overthink this one. Like Scheffler's won twice in the past 2 months, and he was runner up here last year, and he's from Texas. Like, this is just like a no brainer. And could there be an upset? I suppose, but he's playing too well to not like to not be your pick to make it through.
Dude's a baller. Yeah, he's consistent. He's not really elite at anything, but he's just consistently good at everything.
Yeah.
And then another favorite, group 12, I got Billy Horschel.
Same here.
Yeah. Man, unfortunately, we'll also do, as much as I do not like him. I mean,
defending champ, right?
This has to be a no-brainer, right? The only person I could see winning this group is Hoagie. I feel like Hoagie is just one of those guys that could just
Hoagie's been
get it done, right?
Like, I think this year.
He is. But yeah, I just think Horschel gets done. I just don't think you should overthink this one at all.
Oh, yeah. I actually was wrong, Bob. I'm taking two of the four favorites.
Ooh. That makes it interesting.
So the next two groups, I have upsets. Group four, I'm going with the longest of the long shots in terms of the seeding. I'm going Keith Mitchell.
Wow.
I think Cantlay, kind of like Rom, slowing down a little bit. Seamus Power not in the best of form, and neither is him. And Keith Mitchell is, I think, another underrated player. Not like Homa. I think Homa's better than Keith Mitchell, but Keith Mitchell's played a good golf this year. So I got Keith Mitchell winning group four.
Yeah.
I seriously might have to rethink Jordan Spieth's group after what I just saw on that swing.
Stop.
But
it was pretty ugly, I'm not gonna lie.
All right, yeah. So Keith Mitchell winning group four is that's interesting.
You have Cantlay, Bob?
I do have Cantlay.
I do as well.
Pretty basic. Cantlay's just been so automatic. Like, he's been that top 10 guy, right? Like,
yeah.
Done. Yeah. I think this is just a pretty easy one.
He took a bit of a, I mean, he didn't play last week. So I think he's, and he actually, I think I remember this from last year. He didn't make it out of his group, but he shot like 264s or something ridiculous like that. Like, he was cooking and he got beat by, it might have been Brian Harman. I can't remember, but I think Brian Harman like was just cooking last year, and Cantlay just got.
Yeah, I remember that. It was someone like yeah.
So yeah. I think Cantlay will fit in well here, play well this week, and then for the last group, I've got Berger over Hatton.
I do too. I do not, unfortunately. I misspoke. I just think Hatton wills his way to a win here. Hatton's due for something. I mean, he hasn't been playing well very recently. And I think Berger's still a little bit hungover from that
rules
kind of choke-ish at the Valspar or Honda. Hasn't played very well since. I think Bez could win this group. 100%. I'm not going to take him, but I definitely think it's possible. He's just someone who could. I do not see Kim winning his group, but this one was a little easier. This corner.
Gotta get down to the final four in this corner.
Yeah, I have Horschel beating Scheffler and Cantlay beating Hatton.
Okay, I have Scheffler getting revenge on Horschel, and then I have Cantlay over Berger.
Yeah.
Scheffler, revenge on Horschel as well. Berger beating Keith Mitchell.
Okay. I'm sending Cantlay to the final four, as basic as I am. I just think it's one of those days, you know.
It's fair. Yeah. I'm going with, I actually just realized this. I didn't realize when I was making my bracket. I got the guy that hates slow play versus Mr. Slow Play. I got Brooks versus Berger in the final four on that side.
Wow. Brooks versus Berger. I had Berger out early.
All right. High school teammates too. Or Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're good friends. That'll be.
I know. But I had to throw.
They played in the Ryder Cup. So that was a good grouping, if I remember correctly. I think they did well.
Yeah. I've got Scotty over Cantlay. So another trip back to the final four for Scheffler.
He's a baller. I honestly can't really get mad at that.
Yeah.
All right, top right. I have one top seed moving on.
Same here.
And I'm going to start it with this because I feel like it's the obvious, easiest group. I know I'm not starting at the top, but Xander Schauffele is winning the bottom group. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tony Finau is no form. Who is Lucas Herbert? And I have never heard of this guy in my life at the bottom. This is all by plan so that Shoffley doesn't get a Mickey Mouse win. Now, what's his name? Kanaya and Herbert will go nuclear on the entire field and battle it out. The match will be going till Sunday. They'll both just continue making birdies in that final match to get to the Sweet 16. The tournament will never end because Herbert and Keanu is just going to play so well. But nah, I just think this is a no-brainer.
Xander,
if that pick loses, everyone in this bracket challenge is losing because some might take Finau, but I'm actually more confident that Finau doesn't make it than any of the other two. So,
fair. So, are we going back to the top?
Yeah, we'll go back to the top now.
Do you want to lead us off or do you want me to go? I'll go. You took too long to speak. So, I got seeds 1 and 2, both not advancing out of the group. I have Sergio.
That's a good pick.
I couldn't. You know, McIntyre hasn't played since the Genesis. I mean, I just can't pick that. I think Colin's not in great form, and Sergio versus Kokrak, give me Sergio.
I'm gonna take Kokrak, unfortunately.
I went with Sergio as well, but it was between him and Kokrak. I like Morikawa was fine. But I feel like he's got a I feel like I could just see him tie with McIntyre and that just throw the whole thing.
Exactly. That's exactly what I see from this group. You're exactly right, Dan. Like just like one of those early, just like weird matches where McIntyre beats. Like I see that. Remember last year when Poulter was like 7 up on Rory in the first day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that happening. Like one of those weird whack, like unpredictable things.
Bryson lost too early day one, but I forgot who it was too. But it was like the 64 seed. Bryson lost day one, but I can't remember. I have to look it up.
Yeah,
there's always something.
We got two Sergios and a Kokrak. Then we go to group 15.
This is a pretty easy one, I think.
I disagree.
I think this is a pretty easy one, and I think it's very easy to not see it. But
I think we're on the same guy then.
Everything points towards Brian Harmon here.
I agree.
Bubba Watson's not playing well. Webb Simpson had a neck surgery a week ago. Abraham Answer he's a fraud. I'm sorry. He's
better than Jordan Spieth right now.
Short. Who's that?
Have you seen Brian Harmon, the guy that you're picking?
Brian Harmon is shorter than short. Brian Harmon, this is my favorite stat in the history of golf. Brian Harmon is the only golfer in the history of golf, I'm going to go on a limb and say this, not just the PGA Tour, to ever have 2 hole-in-ones in the same round, neither with an iron. Both of them were with fairway woods or hybrids. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
One of them was like a 241 hole and he had like a 3-wood. Like he hit like a 3-wood from 240 off a tee. And it went in. And then he hit another one with a hybrid from like 210. Like
Brian Harmon's a beast.
He's a beast. I love the guy.
Did he beat Spieth on Sunday at Augusta last year?
I think he did. Yeah.
No, he didn't. They played together.
Yeah.
Because they both started at 5 or whatever, and Spieth finished T3 and Harmon finished T3.
Yeah, true.
So
do I leave my DoorDash out in the cold or do I go get it now? I'll finish the group and then I'll go bring it.
All right. We'll go quickly. So we all got Xander. Do you have Brian Harmon, Dan?
I do.
So we're universal on Harmon, universal on Shoffley. And then group 10, I have Alex Noren.
Same. Bob,
hello?
I don't know. Do I? I think I'm going to. My national champion comes out of this group.
National champion?
And that is none other than the man himself. I hate to be copycat, but Alex Noren will go all the way at the Dell Technologies match play. Alex Noren has won over 85% of the matches he's played here.
You're not phasing me. I mean, I'm not picking the guy to win the tournament.
I love Alex Noren this week. He is going to.
Didn't
be
you
my
pick outright. Alex Noren to win last week too?
I don't know. Did I? I've been picking him for a while.
He did it like on there or something.
I don't know, but I love him this week, and I'm just gonna go out. He's my winner. Sending him to the Final Four.
You're on the Alex Noren fan club.
Yeah, go get your food. Then.
Go get your food.
I'm sure. Alex, the Apex Hounds partner, is gonna love that because he's Swedish. So I'll make sure to tag him with that pick. So, all right, I'll be right back. You guys
get your food.
You guys can round up this group. Oh, and I have Kokrak over Harmon in the second round, so I have Nora beating Kokrak to go to the final. So there's that.
Alrighty. So we'll finish up this quadrant. I got Brian Harmon beating Shoffley.
Oh,
and then I am sending Murr from Impractical Jokers, Brian Harmon, to the Final Four.
Wait. You have Harmon beating Garcia?
Yes, and then beating Shoffley. Shoffley will beat Noren.
I see.
Harmon will beat Shoffley, and Harmon is in the Final Four.
Yeah, nice. I'm actually kind of... As soon as Bob said that Noren was his champion, I want to change my bracket because I have Noren in the Final Four.
Wow. Guy's big on Noren.
Well, yeah, he's playing well. He had a T12 last week. I feel like I saw his name at the players. And also, like, Shoffley, I don't think he played okay last week. But I think when it comes down to it, on a Saturday in contention, Xander Shoffley is just, like, meh at best. And like Bob said, Alex Noren just wins here. So he's going to beat Shoffley. I have Garcia over Harmon. And then I have Noren over Garcia in the Elite Eight. So Alex Noren will be representing my upper right quadrant in the Final Four of the Dell Technologies Match Play Championship.
That's fair. So I go to the bottom right quadrant. I have two of the favorites.
I have three.
Three? All right. So I got Zalatoris in group three.
I have Zalatoris over Hovland, Tringali, and Straka. I just like this one's tough because Zalatoris doesn't putt very well sometimes. Tringali kind of needs a good week because he's right on.
I heard about that. Masters
again.
Got one.
Straka, he won somewhere, didn't he?
Honda. That long ago.
So he's not playing too bad, but first win, so that's he's already in the Masters. Like, this is just,
it's got that hangover
very on top. And then I just didn't know what to do with Hovland v Zalatoris because that's gonna decide it. But I feel like Zalatoris, just being from Texas, he'll just figure it out better. And Hovland's played a lot, like he's played a lot recently. And this is kind of a grind. Like, if you make a weekend, you can play seven matches. So I like Zalatoris out of that group.
Before we go on, Bob, what did you get to eat?
Moe's.
All right. See, I don't eat a Moe's, but
Moe's is solid.
Yeah, better than Chipotle, that's for sure.
I agree.
Wow! I never have people agree. When I say that, I'm always, like, prepared for the, that's so wrong, right?
Well, Chipotle, it's not that good. Like, it's fine, but nothing special about Chipotle. I mean, nothing Chipotle special about Moe's.
I haven't ate at Moe's.
That's not true. Moe's is top tier fast food Mexican, if that exists. Okay. Moe's, Taco Bell, Chipotle is how I rank it.
Taco
Bell is also pretty bad, so, like, let's not get out of our horses. Anyways, back on track. Right. You know,
well, you
Jordan's listeners hate this, so.
Hey, don't get into my viewers. So I'll go straight down. I got Zalatoris, Russell Henley, another very underrated guy.
Okay.
And then I got the best friends in group 6 and 11. I said this morning, I didn't think Jordan Spieth would get out of the group. The group gave me a little bit of confidence. I got JT versus Spieth, which
I had that as well, actually.
So I had the same dilemma as Dan in the last group. It was between Zalatoris and Hovland for me, and I'm going to go with the better putter. I'm not saying that Hovland is a good putter, but I am saying he's better than Zalatoris.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Hovland in that one.
I will say
Nah out of the next one. I think we'll be walking in putts and getting on people's nerves with those rules things like you did with DJ last year. And I mean, this is going to come as a huge shock to you guys because you know how I am as a fan. But I am going to take Jordan Spieth to win his group. It probably will happen now that I've said it, but how am I going to sit here in front of the viewers and tell them that Keegan Bradley, Justin Rose, or Adam Scott is going to get past Jordan Spieth this week? Like,
it's a good way of putting it.
Like, it will probably happen, but like, how am I supposed to pick that? Right. Like, if I did pick it, like, I'm not going to be able to choose which one of the three it is. So I might as well just take Spieth. Right.
It's there's two words. It's time. You're 2 weeks away from Jordan Spieth. Thumbs will go up. We're 2 weeks away from going to Jordan Spieth's home.
True.
I just hope we'll come out with a sense of urgency. We all three have him winning. I think a lot of that's due to the group. But
all right.
Well, yeah, one interesting thing about this group is like there might be a lot of missed five footers. Which on TourCast is going to be hilarious because, like, Keegan Bradley, if he's not putting well,
it could be a hilarious.
It doesn't go well. Justin Rose can be very streaky with the putter.
Let me tell you something. If you guys are listening to this on Tuesday, tomorrow morning could be awful for your mental state. Yeah. It could be a bunch of like Keegan Bradley missing a five footer and then
putting disaster,
a four footer to win the hole and he misses. and then Keegan Bradley hits like holes one for eagle and Jordan's like one down until the final two holes and then he wins. It's like it could be a mental disaster.
Wednesday certainly has the like possibility of being an absolute roller coaster.
Yes, like, I agree.
Bradley can make five birdies in a row and then rattle off two doubles and a bogey and basically play all of those holes at even.
I don't know how
capable of the same. So that's going to be a fun watch.
I don't know how bold it is, but I could see Spieth blowing Bradley out or vice versa.
That could happen too, for sure.
I don't know what to expect in that match. I mean, two guys that are just not rolling the rock well. But my real question is, and I think I know the answer, do any of us see Spieth advancing out of his group and winning a match?
Not a chance. Jordan Spieth will get rocked by Kevin Kisner in round two. I can guarantee you that.
Kisner. Interesting.
$90 or 90 go get that cash dollars on Kisner to win his group at +300. That is my only pick of the week besides Noren at 50-1 or whatever it is. JT is not good in this event historically. He's good in match play historically. I'll give him that. He's got a very fiery spirit, but this course has not been particularly good to him. He has had a few occasions where he has gone 0-3. And Kisner is the dominant best match play player in the field. I don't care what you say. Kevin Kisner does not get to play courses like this very often where he can actually have wedges into greens. He's going to take advantage, and he's going to not only beat Spieth, but he's going to go all the way to the final four.
I have JT winning that group. I mean,
yeah,
that's so basic.
JT's playing.
I can guarantee you, you're wrong. You're so wrong.
That's fine. I mean, we use Data Golf all the time. Data Golf has Justin Thomas as the number one player in the world right now. He's playing so well. He is. A lot of people will be picking him in 2 weeks.
But is Justin Thomas clutch?
I mean, the answer to that is
no. The answer is no.
Well, it's a WGC, Bob. It's not a major.
This is true. This is statistically Justin Thomas event. Yes. But I will say, can we take a moment to – I mean, that last week was a bad loss for JT. Like, he should have won that tournament. Yeah. He should have won that tournament.
But I think it just speaks to, like, the tour is good. Like, he didn't lose to Tom Hoagland. The tour is good. That's for sure.
Yep.
I mean,
I agree.
You know, we don't want to get on that. Sam Burns, by the way, playing some really, like, he's been really good for a year now.
He can putt.
And I think he, like, he's a President's Cup guy, I think. Yeah. So somebody on that Ryder Cup team, like, is out, and Sam Burns is going to be in.
And Spieth isn't, I mean, he's by no means, as of right now, on
no,
that
I
team.
Mean, the majors haven't been played. True. And that's where Spieth has made a lot of his, even in his bad years, a lot of his, like, President's Cup, Ryder Cup points. But that'll be interesting. But you're right. That JT should have won that, and he didn't. That's because, I don't know, he just didn't. Not his best stuff. But so I've got him beating Spieth in the Sweet 16. And then I have Niemann over Zalatoris at the bottom.
I have Hovland winning that match against Nah. So, yeah.
So you've got Kisner, Hovland in the Elite Eight.
I think our final four is set.
I haven't won yet.
Are we dancing the big dance? No, not yet. No.
All right. So I got JT beating Spieth. Spieth will get him in the important one in 2 weeks.
I disagree with that strongly. I think if JT plays Spieth, I think Spieth wins.
All right, because that's fine.
I think that's a history thing. Jordan Spieth, what? It's like 6-something against Justin Thomas in match play all time.
Well, JT is going to beat Kisner in that group. So
that is very false, but okay.
All right, so I got JT beating Spieth. I got Zalatoris beating JT. And Bob, you missed my dark horse. Our man, Brian Harman, is in the final four.
Wow. Mine was Gooch.
So cool. I got Harman playing Zalatoris.
But I also have
Zalatoris goes to the final for me on that side of the bracket.
All right.
So here's my thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Here's my thing before we go to the final four is that when do big names, like big names, not like Schefflers, but like Rahms, Johnsons, or Thomases ever get to the finals in this tournament? Like never. Well,
it happens, just not as frequently as you would think.
It was Rahms.
So that is why
once
my final four is like it is. Taylor Gooch, Patrick Cantlay, Alex Noren, and Kevin Kisner. That's my final four.
All right. I like your boldness. Yeah. I don't blame you for being bold, but
I have Lowry, Scheffler, Alex Noren, and Justin Thomas.
I got Brooks, Berger, Brian Harman, and Will Zalatoris. And Will Zalatoris. And I already said Zalatoris is making the final. He's beating Harman.
Okay. Bob, who's in your final? You have Noren and who?
Noren and Cantlay.
You have Noren over Cantlay in the final?
I do. All right. I have Kisner over Gooch in the third place.
Okay. All righty. So I'm riding him still. I mean, he's coming. Brooks beats Berger. So we get a Brooks Zalatoris final, which means we have a Berger Harman third place, which Harman will win. Because Berger will be checked out mentally, and Harman plays for the badge, he plays for the dollars. I think Harman gets a third place, and then I think it's time for him to get off the schneid. It's a Brooks week.
Okay,
I'm riding Mr. Koepka.
I like that.
Zalatoris comes up short again, but he's gonna win a big one soon. I have a feeling.
Okay. I like that. I know Bob is going to love my champion. This is a Justin Thomas week.
God hope so.
I only say that because I want it to be a Justin Thomas week before 2 weeks from now. Because he's playing too well to not win, frankly. And I know he hasn't played great here at the match play, but this is like he's playing like – phenomenal. He's just playing really well, and it just hasn't clicked for 1 week, and he's gonna get some really lucky breaks this week. He just is, because that's how you kind of get those when you win. And it's gonna be annoying, but at least he's gonna do it here and not at Augusta. So JT over Noren, Scheffler over Lowry, and then Scheffler comes up short again, and then Shane Lowry gets third because it means something. So
that's fair.
I like Justin Thomas this week.
So we'll Dan's got the biggest of favorites. He's got JT. I went with Brooks, and Bob goes bold with Norton. You like Alex Norton a lot.
I just think this tournament is so when I bet him in the past for this, it's been because of value. Like I like to take him as a long shot. I think that he's got a really good chance to win this week. I think he's one of the better players in the field. And he's just one of those guys that would win this. Like it's usually pretty random. Like, so I think that's what we got. I also think that it's very easy. We could see another Kisner win. If Kisner makes it past JT, I think there's a very good chance he wins. Because if Kisner gets past JT, that means he's playing very well.
True. Kisner's just an easy pick. Like everyone thinks Kisner and they think match play. And that's nothing against Kisner, but
no, it's not. He's king.
Yeah, he is king. I think we should get into our bets now.
So I already gave mine. So I have 10 on
Norin.
Let me 90 check on the odds real quick.
10 to pay out 560. He's plus 55.
That's what I have as well.
Yep. And then you got Kisner, who's plus 300. And then for my outright, I went with Brooks. And then I picked four group winners that I had. Ooh. So I spread the love out a little bit. I went with Gooch plus 220 to win group 9. Sorry, I'm just writing it down. I have, 15 on Gooch to pay out 48.
Like that.
And then I went with Jordan Spieth. I just have a feeling, and that could be partially because of the bias, but I think Spieth is, he knows his event's coming up in 2 weeks. And again, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, I think he's playing a little bit better than he's scoring, no matter how crazy that might seem. So I got Spieth. I got Brian Harman. I think plus 300 on Harmon, kind of like plus 300 on Kisner, is just fantastic value.
Yeah, I agree.
So Harmon is in group 15. I have how much on that? 15 to win 60. And then my last guy I have is Russell Henley, who I just think is kind of like Homa, really underrated.
Ooh.
Who's been playing really good golf, and at plus 250, I think that's pretty nice odds.
I do. So I do agree.
Henley's group 14.
Yeah.
And I have 20 to pay out 70 on Henley. Your turn, Dan.
I got Justin Thomas to win, obviously. So 20 on that to pay out 320. I have Rahm to win group 1, mostly because if he doesn't, something ain't right. So I've got 30 on that to pay out 67.50. And then I've got Alex Norin to win his group at plus 310.
Those are good odds. Which,
as we've talked about, is like, I think he's got the worst odds in his group. I don't know. I don't remember which group his is. Alex Norin, where are you? There it is. Group 10 over Oosthuizen and Casey and Connors. Like, that's pretty good odds. So I've got 50 on that to win. 50 to win. Sorry, I'm calculating. 50 to win 205, or cap payout 205.
I like that. That's good odds on Norin. Sheesh. Yeah, before we go any further, just because we have the tee times for Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, 10:20 a.m. Eastern versus Keegan Bradley on PGA Tour Live. And then Thursday, 2:44 p.m. Eastern versus Justin Rose, also on PGA Tour Live. So we will be – props to PGA Tour Live for giving us a treat this week. Both matches will be shown, which is just awesome.
Yeah. We'll see about Friday, of course, because
they change it based on if it's relevant,
right? Which
when actually, we play Friday,
Scott. Yeah,
that could be relevant.
It could be right. And I think it's good that it's good that they do it that way because they can get the better, the more important. Like if you've got a 2-0 versus an 0-2, then just have that be the first one out.
Yeah. They want to get into the TV window.
No, they usually do the ones that's like the ones who are mathematically eliminated first, and then they send out the ones who are good versus the bad, and they send out the close ones.
Yeah. That makes sense because they want like they want the matches that are meaningful on TV, which makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think it's that's what we got from the brackets. Yeah. Fun golf course. We can talk about it too much, but Austin Country Club is one of my favorite on tour.
Yeah. This is not my favorite week on tour. I like, if I'm being honest, like I think Saturday and Sunday are kind of dull.
I don't disagree with that.
I get that, but the first 3 days are pretty sick.
The first 3 days, the first 3 days are good. And of course, if Spieth is there Saturday, Sunday, it'll be a lot more fun.
It will be.
But I just think, especially Sunday, like you get 36 holes of like the same four dudes. Yeah. Just in different matches, and it's a little, it's, you know, obviously they're playing well, but at that point that's like the seventh time you're seeing the course get played again.
Yeah,
and it's like, oh, this is so.
No, I fully agree, because if Spieth isn't in it, I'd much rather watch a regular tour event where there's five guys up there on a Sunday than watch the same four dudes play match play.
Right.
So I get where you're coming from.
So, but I mean, it's a lot of golf this week too. So whoever wins is playing, 100 holes if they all go the distance.
That's scary for Spieth, because just thinking if we do that, we have Valero to defend, and then we have the Masters. Like obviously, if he has a chance to win,
it's not that big a deal. I really don't think so.
I think it is.
I think if this was the week before the Masters, but. I think he's going to have so much pressure on next week that I don't see much happening anyways.
I disagree. I don't think he has any pressure next week. That's just my opinion. Even if he is defending.
I think he burns himself out this week just to like finish T40 next week. And then he's back at the Masters with no harm, no foul. Yeah.
I mean, none of us think Spieth is going to play 90 plus holes anyway this week. So
I don't see it happening.
Best, I think,
not after he wins 10 and 8 in all of his matches.
No, best case, I think, is he's playing Saturday afternoon,
which the three of us would take.
Oh, absolutely, that would be sick because that would mean we either beat an electric Kisner on Saturday morning or beat JT, which would also be sick.
Yeah, I
that would be electric.
Yeah,
but last year we were so depressed after that loss, like so depressed.
Well, he should have beat Kuchar, he should have.
We're in a group chat with a few of our friends, and if we play JT, that our group chat will be an interesting place to be.
For sure. But hey, I mean, although who knows? If he's actually swinging with that tempo that we saw on Twitter today, my God, I don't know if you guys want to talk about that at all, but anyway,
it's tough to make us. I can't really say anything until he puts it actually on the golf course.
Yeah. No, that's
what he's doing out there could be completely different than what he's going to be trying on Thursday.
Yeah. The Valero winning highlights from last year came up on YouTube. So, of course, I had to
browse. Yeah.
And they're like, it's not even with the driver. Like, he doesn't do that long, slow backswing with the driver. It's with the irons. And he's actually been okay with those this year. Like, as not great as it seems to be going, the irons have been the one positive strokes gained for the past month. But I still like the tempo is just a little like it's just not quite dialed, I guess.
No, I agree. I was watching, sorry to interrupt you, I was watching highlights from the Open. Well, it was round four. He was swinging with so much conviction that week.
Yeah.
I mean, club tour after club tour, I just don't think his confidence is there at the moment. But then again, I don't think he's that far away.
I honestly don't.
I just think he needs to putt. He's not putting. Like, I mean, he's over, really? 115th on tour in putting. That's just.
Yeah, he's not scoring. So that's a good week to change that, though. Maybe the mindset flips some stuff around and flips a switch and.
Yeah.
He wins all more majors and everything's
good and dandy in the world.
So, sunshines and rainbows and whatnot.
You got anything there, Bob? You look a little
No, I'm sure. Looking, I'm thinking like if I were to just take three bets this week and just fade Wolf in all three matches, how do I not profit?
Because
like, how does he do any better than 1-2? Like, tell me how that happens. Like, there's no way, right? Like, he's literally can't find the center of the club face for his life.
Yeah. What's his group again? It's him,
Homa, Johnson, Hughes,
BJ, and Hughes.
Like, that's a bunch of ones you could get great value on.
Yeah.
And he's just not going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been in a serious, like,
funk.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because when he's at his best, like, he's a really good golfer when he's at his best.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't for Bryson at Wingfoot. I mean, he's.
Oh, he wins. Yeah. He was even par at Wingfoot going into that final. Like, I mean, Bryson just torched everybody at Wingfoot, but. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what Bryson's got this week, too, after not playing since January, Century, I think. Like, he's been out a minute.
Farmers. So. He played Farmers.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, because he was in that
awful. We had to play with him when he was communicating Spieth with fans and slowing down Spieth, who had a bad stomach issue. But
yeah.
Yeah. But, all right. Is there anything else? I'll leave me to keep.
No, that's been probably our longest preview of the year. It's been a fun one.
Yeah, for sure. And don't forget, set your calendars. Wednesday before the Masters, we're going to be going live, which could be a long preview because we're going to try and do some stuff. We're going to try and have some people like interacting and stuff because that would be sick. It's going to be quite a week. It's Christmas Eve for us. Wednesday at the Masters.
I think Masters week 2, we might go live after every single round.
I think we'd have to. I think we could go live during the par 3 contest even if that's something if that's something that he plays, because we haven't seen that in a while.
No. I wonder if Sammy will be out there now that I think about it.
He will.
I don't know though, because he can't walk. So
well, but if he was at Pebble. He'll probably be out at.
Yeah.
Can he not? Are there no strollers allowed at Augusta?
I think they might have a problem with that.
I'm sure there is, dude. Like, there's. Come on now. And we've seen Annie carry around the load for.
Yeah.
At many tournaments, so I'm not
sure. Anyway, I mean, yeah, Jordan, you saw it firsthand. She was a trooper at the BMW. So.
No, yeah. I mean, it's 90 degrees, 7,600 yards, and she walked the whole thing. So.
Jeez.
That's. I mean, I had a couple friends there that were struggling, so she's something. But yeah, we're 2 weeks away from the Masters, which is nuts.
We are 2 weeks away. Oh, that's gonna be a big week for us. Oh, we have potentially an exciting announcement next week as well. So
yeah, stay tuned for that.
Could be a big next few weeks for the Go Get That family.
Hopefully for Jordan.
Hopefully for us. I might need to win more than him at this point. I'm going insane. That's not true, but I do need to win. It would be great.
It would be nice.
Because as I said, equivalent your favorite sports team, that's Jordan Spieth for me. Jordan Spieth, I take a Spieth major over a Rangers Cup, a Dolphins Super Bowl, a Red Sox World Series, and I don't even watch the Celtics, so I don't really care. But the Rangers, though, making moves at the trade deadline, but we're not going to get into it because people will get upset. So
we need a major, but we got this week first.
Yeah, we got this week first. I would take this win this would be a big win. Yeah. Win WGC. Oh, yeah. We need to get WGC on under our belt. I know we don't think WGCs are that big, but other people do. So
yeah,
I'd love to get WGC under our belt.
We'd certainly be thriving with a WGC win. So
we'd get to seventh in the world. Well, as high as seventh in the world, so which would be sick.
Yeah. But so just do
let's
it.
Have a good week.
Done. Yeah. All right.
Take care, guys.
Peace.
Peace.